Hanoi Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. It's Monday, January 27th. Coming up, we'll learn how residents in Northern Illinois are supporting immigrant families who could be impacted by President Trump's plan to launch mass deportation. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Smart Start Illinois program is expanding, and it means that the state could pay preschool tuition for more than 5,000 additional kids. Alex Zegman reports.
Governor J.B. Pritzker announced that the program will add 5,150 new pre-K spots next school year. The goal is to serve at least 80% of the state's low-income 3- and 4-year-olds. Pritzker says a lot of those kids live in so-called preschool deserts.
Parents of 3- and 4-year-olds previously had few or no choices. So you already had preschool here, but there were kids that are on a waiting list. And frankly, if you're sitting on a waiting list, that's a desert to you.
The state's issuing this money through block grants, which is when larger governments grant money to smaller entities to use how they see fit. Smart Start Illinois has added nearly 11,000 publicly funded pre-K spots so far. I'm Alex Stegman.
The legal team for former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is presenting its closing arguments in his landmark federal corruption trial. Dave McKinney has more from Chicago.
Madigan defense attorney Dan Collins resumes today making a final pitch to jurors that his client has been wrongly accused. On Friday, Collins started closing arguments after prosecutors put Madigan atop a racketeering enterprise aimed at keeping his power and enriching himself and his allies. But Collins insisted that's not who Madigan really is. Mike is not corrupt, Collins told jurors. Mike is not about power. Mike is not about profit. Collins said that while the government's case seems polished, it's, quote, incomplete, it's misleading, and on the most important points, it's false. From the Dirksen Federal Courthouse,
this is Dave McKinney.
The Illinois Department of Public Health has launched a dashboard for data on firearm-related injuries and violent deaths. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Dr. Samir Vora, who heads IDPH, calls gun violence a public health crisis. He says the idea is to make information more accessible to the public and to give community leaders ideas to help solve the problem, like youth intervention programs.
A one-size-fits-all solution is often not the best way to do this work. Right? How can you really work with communities? And providing data is a crucial aspect of that.
The dashboard breaks the data down by type of incident, such as homicide or suicide, and includes information about victim demographics. State data going back to 2015 shows violent deaths involving guns were highest among men and people aged 20 to 29. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The number 17 overall Fighting Illini men's basketball team defeated the Northwestern Wildcats at State Farm Center yesterday, 83-74. IPM's Colin Highslope has more.
The Illini are in sixth place in the Big Ten Conference after the 9-point win against Northwestern. Head coach Brad Underwood said this win was important after the team lost the last two games against Michigan State and Maryland.
Good bounce back and nice to get back on the track the right direction and thought we were pretty solid.
Five different Illini players scored 10 points or more. That includes guard Kylan Boswell's 17 points, who also added 6 rebounds. Illinois has an overall record of 14-6. The team now travels to play the Nebraska Cornhuskers next, on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. I'm Colin Highslope, Illinois Public Media.
Still to come, we'll learn how residents in Northern Illinois are supporting immigrant families who could be impacted by President Trump's plan to launch mass deportation. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, sunny and breezy with a high of 42 degrees, southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 24 degrees, a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 45 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 30 degrees, a west wind 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 46 degrees, and a northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, a conversation with Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul about conflicts between Illinois and the Trump administration on immigration and more.
I am a birthright faith,
My mother was not a citizen at the time of my birth, so it's an issue that's quite personal to me.
I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. Across the country, immigrant communities are bracing for what's to come of President Trump's plan to launch mass deportation. Maria Gardner Lara hears how residents in Northern Illinois are supporting families who could be impacted.
So it's muy sencillo. Lo único que tenemos tiene que escribir aquí.
Veronica Garcia Martinez explains to a couple how to fill out the guardianship form on behalf of their baby boy.
Y tiene que ser el nombre completo.
Garcia Martinez is a local teacher. She's volunteering, though, on her own time and not in association with her employer. Since Trump's inauguration, she, along with other volunteers, have hosted walk-in sessions on guardianship forms in DeKalb.
It is a time and a place for people to come in and fill out appointment of short-term guardian forms where two people, volunteers, will sign as witnesses.
Individuals and groups across the country are hosting Know Your Rights trainings and informational sessions for undocumented families. At this session, they have available the document needed for parents to designate a temporary guardian for their child if they get deported. Garcia Martinez says more than 300 forms have been distributed locally so far.
It's not a solution, it's just a peace of mind. Because when people fear deportation, they don't necessarily fear the process of, oh my God, I'm going to be arrested, I'm going to be detained. They fear of, if I'm detained, what will happen to my child at home? Is my child going to know what to do? Or who's going to care for my kid?
One mother came to secure guardianship for her son.
Yo sé que pues la maestra,
She says her child's former teacher has agreed to be his guardian. The teacher is someone she trusts. She says since Trump came into power, the undocumented community has been on high alert.
Pues ha sido difícil. Porque la verdad, pues, ya ve que
she says it's been difficult because there's been a lot of talks of sightings of ICE over here and over there. So the truth is, she says, now I don't go out. One of several executive orders pertaining to immigration that President Donald Trump signed is titled Protecting the American People Against Invasion. It gives immigration agents authority to deport all undocumented residents or what the government now deems as, quote, illegal aliens. Now, deportations can be carried out at and nearby schools, churches, and hospitals. These were areas that previously were off limits. At the event this weekend in DeKalb, one set of parents arrived with their two boys close to their sides. The father says they've talked to their sons about the need to designate a guardian for them.
Están los tiempos difíciles. Que vamos a tener que hacer un papeleo para que alguien más los cuide en caso que nos pase algo.
He says the times are difficult, and we have to fill out a lot of paperwork to ensure that someone will take care of them, just in case something happens to us. He says despite the fear, overall, they're doing all right.
Ya no salimos lejos, no vamos a Chicago, no vamos a ningún lado distante.
He says we don't go to Chicago. We don't go anywhere at a distance, so we're taking care of ourselves the best that we can. Volunteers like Selma Science cut out laminated informational cards that describe constitutional rights for folks to grab.
So the red card is just something that they can slide under the door or hold it up against the window. That pretty much tells law enforcement that they're not going to speak to them.
With the last family leaving the session, the volunteers pack up the leftover forms. Garcia Martinez says they're looking at other ways to support their students.
We don't want kids to stop going to school. So can we come up with a program to get kids home so parents don't have to pick them up? Like, what can we do? Can we think outside of the box to support the community? This program here is thinking outside of the box.
Meanwhile, some school districts are developing or updating their own policy for the event that an immigration agent arrives at one of their schools. I'm Maria Garner Lara.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Zegman, David McKinney, Mao Iqbal, Colin Highslope, and Maria Gardner Lara. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.